All right, AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time, you ask, we answer. Questions, of course, from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Seltzer, what do inquiring minds want to know
today?
Let's
start out with Bill Gradwell on Twitter. Bill says, to all, what is the thing that most attracts you to people?
What are you most attracted to? No, I think he's asking the other way around.
No,
what's the question?
I think he's saying, what is the thing that most attracts you to people?
Right, so what is it about us that's attracted to other people?
I think it's the
He probably meant it the other way, but...
I think he's saying what are you most attracted to someone's eyes.
I don't even read it as like an attractive, like a romantic, just like
what attracts you about people.
I think you're right, James.
I think there's a sparkle, there's a glint, there's a, I don't know, like a twinkle, like Santa, like the right jolly old elf.
That was a weird comparison.
Sometimes, I know, sometimes there's a sparkle in the eye and sometimes there's not.
All right, I'll say this. So... body parts get discussed sometimes for what you're looking for. I'm a face guy. Now,
I don't think that's what we're talking about. Okay.
I don't know.
It's part of it. I think the thing is it could be anything. I think that's the point, right?
Now, James, I think you're right that this is what the person meant by the question, but I actually think it was written the other way. Read the question one more time.
What is the thing that most attracts you to people?
Yeah, what is it about me that it's so my personality attracts other people?
That's not the question.
Yeah, I really
I don't hear it at all that way. Frame a question better! But I get your point, sir.
What is the thing that attracts you most to people?
What are you most attracted to in other people would have been a better way to say the question. Yeah.
Personality and face.
But I feel like an answer would be authenticity.
Yeah.
Intelligence.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be my number one.
The conversation.
Or two.
He said
or
face.
Three.
Face is number one.
Interesting when you talk about stuff.
Face.
You know? No.
I mean, okay, fine.
It really, glint.
I'm a
glint
face, I'm a face man.
Eye. Interesting
Joe's like face,
mind,
John's just like
conversation.
A sparkle. Like Santa.
You two are magical
really
eyes
weird.
Like Al Horford, right?
All right, yes. James, let's do one or two more.
Intriguing Al Horford eyes.
All right, this one's for John. David Webster asked, John, what was the hardest day of training that you remember, whether high school, college, or the pros?
Wow.
I was, we had 3-a-days, 8-to-8. We had all sorts of, and wearing pads for all of those practices. But I'm positive, my very first day at the University of Michigan, I remember thinking, there is no way I will ever be able to finish this. There is no way. I thought, I failed. I should have gone and joined the Marines because my dad was the Navy guy.
That'll be easier, right?
Yeah. No, my dad raised me to you know, hey, you're going to grow up. You're going to serve your country. And I wasn't doing that. And I thought, you know what? It would have been easier. It would have been easier had I gone and joined the Marines. Like, boot camp is optimal compared to this.
That's incredible.
I'm about to die trying to do this because I never blocked anybody. And now all of a sudden, it's lead ISO, lead ISO, lead ISO for 150 plays of practice. And this is against 23-year-old men, and I was an 18-year-old kid.
Wow.
Who was a running back who blocked ever.
That's
in
crazy,
my life.
Actually.
The first time I tried to block a guy, I remember he was a walk-on, a fifth-year walk-on linebacker who was half my size, half my height, and I felt like I constricted my own height. I felt like I was like an accordion, like I had smashed my head into him headlong, like I compacted my body and I was never going to be able to, you know, uncompact again. And that was the first hit of the practice. And it was pain and it was fear and it was just, I did not know which end was up. That's
wow.
For sure.
Wow. That's wild.
And then you made it to the NFL. What a crazy
story.
And
then it got better.
How about that?
But it took a lot of work.
And then the transfer portal got in and no one does it anymore.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to take a year off anymore.
What coach wants to go
through that
challenge?
I sat out a full year and a half when I transferred.
Crazy.
I was ineligible for a full year and a half. So ineligible that I was the scout team player of the year for offense and defense. I played offense fullback. I played defense linebacker for both sides for a year and a half. That was my only job for a long time.
Wow.
All right, one more. Joe Cornick asked, do either of you remember your college graduation commencement speaker, and did he or she say anything you remember?
No and no.
We were told, yes, I remember now. It was Ted Koppel, and we learned this last week when I looked it up because I thought it was Peter Jennings. And the biggest thing that I took away from all of college, and this was out west, was question everything. And I think Ted Koppel, like, brought this back into his speech, his commencement speech. Yep. It was, you know, question everything, and that has served a lot of people really well.
Well, look, I love my college. I went to Fairfield. I looked it up years ago, all the commencement speakers. I still have never heard of one of them, let alone just the one I had. We just don't get...
You know who you're... So who was yours?
John, I don't have any clue. Uh-huh. No clue. No, nothing famous, nothing memorable, nothing. And with that, AMA, we shut it down. I'll just say the night before I graduated was more memorable than what was.
Why is that, Joe?
Tell you off the air. Let's go.
No, I don't really want to.
215-592-9494. Let's get to Nick. He's calling from Bucks County. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, morning crew.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, I'm from the old school. I absolutely think you need to tag one of the Braves players, but I would do it in the last game. What do you guys think? Is that too late?
No, it's not. It's a little bit of waiting that, you know, it makes it feel a little awkward and uncomfortable and could agitate the fan base, but it's not inconceivable. Look, Nick, if you have a 0-0 game the whole night tonight, you know, until very late, then it could spill over into tomorrow's game. That's not inconsivable. And the fact that Zach Wheeler is the starting pitcher instead of, let's say, Taiwan. Like, if it's Taiwan, first off, you know you're probably giving up 3, 4, 5 runs anyway. Okay, that's number one. Number two, it's like, you know, if he drills a guy and gets thrown out, not as big a deal. I think the Zach Wheeler thing complicates it. But it also complicates it in an interesting way, in this sense. He is their best pitcher. Cole Hamels was their best pitcher. Cole famously drilled Bryce Harper a number of years ago. And it'll be interesting the extent to which Zach Wheeler, as a veteran Phil and veteran baseball player, says, I'll put it on my shoulders. It's going to be a really interesting dynamic tonight.
I like it, Joe. I like it. And speaking of awkward and uncomfortable, I have a question. I have the answer for the question of the day.
Yeah, give me a great debate.
Does size matter?
I mean, it's a debate.
That's funny. That is funny. Does, I'm writing these things down. I never thought I'd write this down on WIP. Does size matter? Okay, you're right. 215-592-9495.
Can't wait to vote on that later.
No one's commenting on that one. I noticed no one is stepping up to talk about that one. All right, up ahead, what Spencer Strider said after the game. We'll get to that. Some of the Phillies highlights, there certainly were some, not a ton, but they were enough that the Phillies won. Elliott on position battles with the Eagles related to the OTAs cranking up. What he said yesterday on WIP, plus Pro Football Focus's quarterback rankings and where they've got Jalen. We'll get to it all coming up next. Plus your calls on 94 WIP.
Here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player, open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting, and you are only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Visit TheBorgata.com for more details.
Engagement rings, their in-house process, and the passion behind this amazing family-owned business. You won't find a more knowledgeable or trustworthy team. So if you're ready to pop the question, you need to step up to the fifth C. That's Color Cut Clarity Carat, and of course, Cozy. Go to CozyJewelers.com.
Brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems. Ranger Suarez, 6 shutout innings, striking out 8 in the Phillies 2-0 win of the Braves in their series opener at the bank, which got off to a less than optimal start when Spencer Strider plunked Bryce Harper in the first inning.
I didn't see where it actually hit him, John.
It looked like it hit him in the elbow. There in that right elbow, that one he had fixed.
Carl said 95 miles an hour on that.
Yeah, there's not a lot of meat there, Tom.
No. Well, they're going to take him out.
Oh, man, that's awful.
Tom McCarthy, John Kruk, the call on NBC Sports Philly. X-ray said to be negative, calling it a contusion. Harper has been hit 3 times in the last 3 games. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. PDQPOS.com. Rain, high 61. It's currently 53. Listen to Sports Radio 94 WIP on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
The 2-0 pitch, swung on, ripped towards right center field. It's deep on the run and unable to get it is Acuna. It's going to land at the base of the wall. Bohm's coming into third. The ball checked up at the wall. Bohm's being waved around third. There'll be no throw to the plate. And Max Kepler delivers an RBI double, and the Phillies take a 1-0 lead.
Well, that was the lead they held for a long time. And then eventually a 2-0 lead and a 2-0 win. Got a great baseball team.
We got a, you know, Max Kepler, is he getting the credit he deserves?
He's okay. I'm not, you know.
He's okay.
He's okay.
No,
outfielders we've had in the past that have just really fallen way below the mark.
We'll see.
Nowhere close to what we needed to.
Well, what's he hitting, like 240?
No, he's hitting like 260 something.
Okay. He's on the rise. Nice defensive play last night. Okay, that's good to say. I'm not here to rip Kepler.
He's got skills.
Not here to praise him to the extent you are, but it's all right.
He gives us some, dependability at the plate,
I guess.
It's
better than what was out there
approach.
Last year. That's for sure. So, all right, a lot going on with the Phillies. I thought when we wrapped up yesterday's show, we might be coming in here with an Eagles lead topic, OTAs going on and all that. But the reality is there was so much in last night's Phillies game, from a quality win to a terrific start by Ranger. Nice job by the bullpen as well. Kepler with some plays, obviously the double and the sliding catch. But Bryce was the big story, and the retaliation or non-retaliation was the other big story. So, Bryce gets drilled, if you missed it, and gets knocked out of the game. He's down for a while, leaves the game. Negative x-rays, thankfully. We'll see if he can play tonight. Won't surprise me if he can't. Phillies don't retaliate. Now, it doesn't mean they won't. It just means they haven't. But maybe they won't. We'll find out today and tomorrow whether the Phillies strike back. I hope they do. I think they should. Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to rain pretty hard.
Yeah, I think they should.
All day, yeah.
I know. It could be a doubleheader tomorrow. Now, one other thing on the Phillies, and then right back to the phone. So, here was some cool news. I saw this prior to last night's game. ESPN had a big story out for their one. John, this is their third the way through the season awards. Remember, the season started late March, so we're basically a third the way through. National League Cy Young. 1-2 Phillies. Lizardo 1, Wheeler 2.
Wow.
NL Cy Young, third the way through the year. And then, remember, Lizardo hasn't lost a game yet. And then, manager of the year, Rob Thompson. And they even say, he's got a great roster and all that, but did they win a lot of, Phillies win a lot of close games, and, so. It's interesting because I have thought that maybe the Phillies need to make a real deep run in the playoffs to save Rob Thompson's job. Maybe not. If the Phillies have a great regular season and get clipped in 4 games again, it could be determined by the general manager and the owner that it's more the player's fault than Rob Thompson's fault. I do think Rob Thompson does a really outstanding job. Now, I think he's had some whopper of mistakes in his tenure, obviously in the postseason. And I'll be very disappointed in him, if they don't drill a Brave this series. I think the situation from last night warrants it. But you let us know. If you're the Phillies, are you drilling a Brave after obviously last night Bryce got drilled, whether it was intentional or not? And all we can do is guess. Here's my guess. My guess is that Strider intentionally pitched in, didn't necessarily hit him on purpose, although I acknowledge he may have. But I tend to think, that would be a good spot to hit a guy on purpose. There's two out, nobody on base. You want to take a shot. That's your moment. Take a shot.
Was he like totally wild last night? He had a couple walks.
People are saying he's more wild than past years.
Oh, he's definitely he's control issues.
He's coming back from that injury.
Not like that.
But that was He drilled the Phil's best player, man, and he got him bad. All right, 215-592-9494. I would hit someone tonight. I hope they find a spot. Let's go to Gary in Whitehall. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing today?
Doing great, Gary.
Joe, remember growing up, you had your favorite ball players.
Yep.
Some weren't your favorite, but you would mimic them. Well, tonight I'm going on that mound and I'm being Bob Gibson.
Good for you.
I don't care who plays. It's either in the ribs, and if it's Acuna, it's going at that knee. That's where it's going.
No, you can't have a knee.
That's funny. Stop. The only problem with the knee is it's easier to miss that, and harder to hit. If you go at the midsection of the body, you got a higher percentage chance to drill the guy.
Although Spider did hit him in his surgically repaired elbow.
Yeah, well.
But no, we're not aiming
for
the knee.
Exactly, and that's why, I'm throwing caution into the wind. It's the end of May. This isn't September where we're in the playoff run. This is the end of May. I don't care what the repercussions are going to be. Somebody is going to get threads built into their skin tonight.
Listen, and Gary, I'm with you with one exception. If Wheeler's told before the game, if you hit a guy, you're thrown out of the game, then I would not advise Wheeler do it. I wouldn't. But if they don't give that edict before the game, then Wheeler should drill someone. Hopefully it is Acuna. And if not, someone later in the game who's a lesser pitcher should step up and get the job done.
Right. I mean, the problem is, though, why there was nothing done last night, yeah, and along with nothing done in the Athletics series.
Right. By the way, Gary, I'll add this. I think Wheeler will do it tonight. My guess is he will find a spot third, fourth, or fifth inning. He will find a spot. Now, game flow could dictate it. How many guys are on base? Which batter it is? Do we have a lead? Do we not? Is it tied? But if I had to bet on will Zach Wheeler drill a Brave tonight or not, my guess is he will.
Yeah, I'll put the money on it, Joe. I mean, he just has a demeanor, and he's kind of old school, and, blank for tat, So...
I hear you, man. Listen, this is not the Bible. This is not turn the other cheek. Well, at least it's not the New Testament. This is Old Testament time. This is eye for an eye. All right, Gary, give me an answer. What's the best debate?
Oh, well, I'm just throwing this out there. Good old Miller Lite. Tastes great. Let's go.
That was funny. That was a good campaign back. That was like the 1980s and 90s. Great campaign. All right, James, do you expect Wheeler tonight, if you had to put money down one way or the other, hits a Brave, does not hit a Brave, gut feeling?
I don't think he will. I mean, we haven't seen Rob Thompson's team ever do it, ever, in the 3 years or whatever he's been here.
That's interesting.
They have yet to do this. We have.
I don't know if it's that extreme. Ray, what's the example
you
bring up?
Strom did it last year. He hit, I believe it was a Dodger, hit Castellanos, and then Strom hit him the next inning. I'm almost positive.
So I don't remember it.
No, that sounds familiar to me, but it's not something they do consistently as a team. It's not. It doesn't seem like it's Topper's style. And I just don't think that baseball is that game anymore. Like, it's rare. It's just much rarer that you see teams retaliate.
It is. No, it is. But
my favorite story was when Chris Sale was with the Red Sox.
Yep.
And somebody on the Yankees slid into their third baseman really hard. Because Alex Cora told the story. He picked up the bullpen phone and said, the next guy out better take him out. And they did.
Listen,
but that's
good for,
that rivalry's insane.
Good for them. I mean, I want to see a Brave drill tonight. To me, it's shoulders down, really more ribs down. Because the problem is if you go after a guy's shoulders, then, I mean, first of all, shoulder, what does it even do? But if you go after a guy's shoulder, you can get up near the head. And I'm not advising the Phillies plunk a guy in the head. I would never say that. I really would never say that. But ribs, absolutely. Absolutely.
Elbow for an elbow?
Yeah. All right, coming up in a minute, kind of the sequence of what went down last night, the audio of when it happened, plus what Strider said after the game. We'll get to all that coming up in 1 minute.
Get your grill on this summer with Wild Fork Foods, your number one spot to shop premium meats and seafood at unmatched prices. Fire up the grill because Wild Fork has every kind of burger you can imagine. How about a thick and juicy black Angus beef pub-style burger, two-pound pack, only $12. Or their white truffle veggie burger, two-pack, only $6. Or one of my favorites, you have to try Wild Fork's bison burger. It's made with 100% bison meat that's free of antibiotics and added hormones. This meat has lower fat than traditional beef, and it's rich in protein, too. And it's rich in iron, omega-3 fatty acids, and bison tastes awesome. And don't forget to pick up their 100% beef hamburger 10-pack, only $1 per patty. And man, you can't beat that deal. The giant bone and tomahawk ribeye is a sight to behold. Trust me, we just had that this weekend. Visit one of their greater Philadelphia retail locations today. If you're headed to the shore, skip the trip to the grocery store and shop Wild Fork online for same-day delivery to your door at the shore. Visit wildforkfoods.com.
All right, so Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie on this rainy Wednesday morning. I know it's weird. It's already, you know, midweek because we had Memorial Day. Now we wake up. It's Wednesday morning. Well, last night was quite a night at the ballpark. There was a lot going on, including a really quality Phillies win. Outstanding start by Ranger. Guy's awesome. Kepler doing some really good things in left and at the plate. And obviously everything related to Bryce and ultimately non-retaliation. Let's listen to the moment in which Bryce was hit, as called here on WIP. Scott Fransky, Larry Anderson, here's the moment.
Here's the wind in the 0-1 pitch, and it punked him. Oh, man. And Harper gets hit somewhere on the arm, and he's in some real pain right now. Looks like the right forearm or elbow. And he's doubled over, down on his knees. His trainer and manager both checking in on Harper. And Bryce, who was hit twice over the weekend in Oakland, right on the back of the elbow. Yeah. He had not been hit by a pitch all season long, and now he's been hit three times in 3 days.
So he was hit hard, and you can tell there the concern from Fransky. He was down for a while, if you missed this. So James and I were discussing earlier, is it the most pain we've seen from Bryce? James thinks no. He thinks when his hand got hit a couple years ago by Snell. I think last night was. Here's part of why I say yes, and it's just a guess. He didn't show the anger. Like, when Snell hit him, he was so angry that tells me the pain was just less than last night. Like, he was down for a good portion.
Poor mess. You ever get, like, you know, hit by, like, by, sometimes by accident, your first reaction is anger.
Sometimes.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, this
I know.
Really hurts.
Sometimes.
Could also be that Bryce didn't think he hit him on purpose. They was just focused on the pain and not the anger because he didn't think he actually meant to do it.
Absolutely possible. So it happened. Reaction obviously continued with Fransky in L.A. and Larry Anderson, who, needless to say, guys, is from the old school. And this is why athletes like Larry Anderson and the Hammer, we were raised in a certain era. Let's listen to Larry. I really, what he said last night resonated with me.
So Harper's night is over with. As he departs this game, got hit by a 95.3-mile-an-hour fastball.
And there should be some retaliation. But I doubt there will be.
All right, so he doubts there will be, but wants it. And of course, last night there was not. Now, it doesn't mean there won't be tonight. But, you know, Larry Anderson has seen enough of modern baseball, and we all have to know guys don't retaliate the way they used to, generally, normally.
You could say that they let their play do their talking for them, do their retaliation for them.
It's just different. I mean, look, no jokes. Like, these guys that are 25 and 30 were born in an era where it was a point of emphasis when you're 10 years old, don't bully in school. And that's a good thing. You shouldn't bully in school. It wasn't as big a point of emphasis 40 and 60 years ago.
But you should on the diamond.
So, yeah, but I'm with you. So the bottom line is sports is different. This is not patty cake. Okay? This is sports. And this is, you knocked out my best player, I'm going to go after yours. That's me. But maybe the Phillies won't be wired that way. Let's listen to what Strider said after the game. So John, if you missed it earlier, was saying his inclination was to drill someone at some point, thought they would, thought they should. Then he heard Strider talk post-game and think Strider was being authentic, that he didn't mean to hit Bryce or maybe even come in, maybe. Strider...
I think he was trying to keep it tight. I think he was trying to brush him off. I don't think he was planning on hitting Bryce Harper.
Well, that's possible. It's impossible to prove. Here's Strider after the game last night.
Certainly not trying to hit him. I thought in the moment, I just assumed he had a guard on and, you know, was just pissed that I hit him and then saw him in pain. And that was that was tough. So I'm definitely relieved that he's okay. And yeah, I mean, he's one of the best players, you know, this century. So needs to be on the field. It's best for the game.
Okay, says a lot of nice things.
Yeah.
Doesn't convince me that they shouldn't still drill a guy. Devin, does that convince you don't drill a dude?
Not to drill a dude, but like I don't want to say convinces me. I think it further shows that it wasn't necessarily intentional. I keep trying to find, when I was watching this in real time, I look up at the screen on the TV replay and all of the cuts I'm seeing online don't show it. But Spencer Strider, like he just mentioned, he thought that Harper was just mad. And then I think when he realizes he's down, you can see him. I think they cut it out for censoring because he says the F word. Mm. Like, I actually really hurt him. And that's what made me realize, okay, maybe he didn't do this intentionally.
Well, he may not have. Let me ask
that's
you this question.
Feeling I got.
Devin, what about this question? Even if he didn't do it intentional, and we can't prove if he did or didn't, even if he didn't, still drilling a Brave. He knocked out my best player. I'm drilling a Brave.
Well, so we just heard Scott Fransky say Harper was hit twice when they were out in Sacramento.
It was three times in
the league. They got to send a message to stop hitting him.
At what point, what are you going to retaliate on every pitcher that hits Harper?
No, but on one pitcher.
Yeah, stop peppering our best player.
It's three times in four games.
I get that. I'm just saying, like, I just don't think that it's the style of Rob Thompson. I don't think it's the style of the Philly squad. I think they're too classy for that.
I agree. It's not his style. My point is I want it to be.
I feel like if Matt Strom gets his hand on a baseball at any point in time, he's just going to go peg people.
If anyone's going to do it, it's probably going to be Matt Strom.
Yeah.
I don't see Zach Wheeler doing it.
I think Wheeler's going to do it. But I think he's going to try to find the right time to do it. And I still think
seventh inning.
And listen, Wheeler, I still think has to have it in his mind when Acuna punked him 4 or 5 years ago, and no one did anything. You know, he pimped that he hit that homer, he pimped it at the plate, slow jog. And I remember at the time being so angry about it, frankly, and I was so disappointed in Girardi and that Phillies team because that was the last time Wheeler. He didn't get Acuna later in the game because that was his last time facing him. And then no one stood up for the Phillies, you know, at that time, one of their two best pitchers. Clearly, he's now become one of the best pitchers in the history of the franchise. If I'm Wheeler, I'm finding a way tonight. I find a way, one way or the other. But I know it gets complicated if you find out before the game that warnings have been issued and pitcher could be thrown out if he hits someone, which, you know, disappoints me that baseball acts that way, but they do act that way, and players have adjusted because of that. It does get a little complicated, but I'm finding a way if I'm Wheeler tonight. Let's listen to more Strider, whether you believe him or not. Here's something else he said after the game.
Of course, you know, I'm not a complete sociopath, so I have some empathy. So, you know, I do feel bad for him to see a person in pain that I caused. So, but, you know, I've still got a job to do.
Not a fan of even his chuckle. And I know maybe he chuckles because the other guy chuckles, the reporter, but like, dude, you just knocked out the Phil's best player. I'm not in for yucky yuck mode. That's me. But
the guy laughed. He was just laughing. He was breaking the tension, man. Like, he's a human being.
Doesn't work for me.
You want him in tears? Like,
no.
God,
here's what
serious.
It is. James,
I want him serious.
James,
was serious.
No,
it was,
not serious enough.
Someone laughed.
Inconsistent. Inconsistent. Inconsistent.
He's a human being. It was a break the tension moment.
No,
I think that's
I agree.
Ridiculous.
I thought he conducted himself.
Yeah, he sounds
really standout.
I completely agree. I think he's totally standout.
I actually hate that I kind of like it. Like, I appreciate his response.
I hate Spencer Strider based on the fact that he's an opposing pitcher who's really good, you know, for a division rival. I've always thought he seems like such a jerk. Last night, I was positive that guy hit Bryce Harper until after the game, when he really seemed to be bothered by the fact that Bryce might have been injured.
Well, you and I heard it very different, John. Very different.
I thought he was earnest in his concern, and I didn't want to feel that way. He turned me to his side with the way that he really was in earnest.
Here's what I'll say. At times, his answers were, and at times, in my opinion, they weren't. And here's the analogy I'll give, and I've given this before, because I think we can all relate to being late at some time in life to something. And here's my rule. If you have to show up to work at 9, and you get there at 9:45, it's head-down mode for, like, the whole day. There's no yucky yuck. The whole day, everyone knows what that feeling is like when you are late to something you should be at. And to me, like, you don't joke 15 minutes later, maybe 4:45, maybe the very end of the day, you can get a little crack in. But for the most part, it's head down, it's buttoned up, it's no nonsense. And to me, Strider was inconsistent with his comments post-game. That tells me he didn't take it serious enough. Now, look, could I be wrong? I could be wrong. But I don't think I am. I didn't like the way he framed it last night. All right, let's go back to the phones. Your reaction to all this. Reminder, we also have the Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy, your Corvette headquarters. Have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Well, now's the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's try. First poll question. We're trying to get an assessment today of whether you think Hurts is elite. Pro Football Focus says no. They've got him as a Tier 2 quarterback, number 5 in the NFL, which certainly is nothing to sneeze at. But we ask you this question. Is Jalen Hurts a Tier 1 elite NFL quarterback? Pro Football Focus says no. What say you? Is he? Yes or no? Second poll question. Knowing that Strider hit Bryce last night, do you want to see the Phillies retaliate by hitting a Braves player tonight? Well, actually, we didn't put tonight in the poll. Of course, it could be today, it could be tomorrow, but we just left it as, do you want to see the Phillies hit a Braves player? Yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. I mean, to me, it's absolutely. Matt in Abington. Matt, good morning.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Hey, pal.
Doing well, Matt.
It was 100% intentional. I don't care what reactions he had. You know, it's an in-division game. You're going two separate ways. I mean, you got to plug right away. I don't care. What's just going to happen? Is Orlando Arcia going to come out and fight us? Oh, that's right. He can't. He's not on the team anymore.
Look, the worst that could happen, Matt, to play out your thing, is like Wheeler gets suspended for one start. That's the worst that could happen.
Oh, the worst is actually if the Braves then retaliate back and hit somebody and someone gets hurt. Like, that's the worst. Someone getting hurt for an extended period of time is the worst thing that could happen.
That's right. That's true.
Right in his knee. Right in his knee.
Yeah, I go ribs. I go ribs. Because I'm not gonna tear his knee by throwing at his knee, but I might break his ribs. I'm going for the ribs.
You want to hurt people.
They hurt my player. I'm going right after his ribs.
You're not breaking ribs.
It's up to the gods whether his ribs get broken or not. But I'm shooting for the ribs tonight.
Yep, Neanderthal. Now,
it is what it is. Sports.
He probably lost him for the whole series.
Not anymore.
Yeah, but it can be. James, if you want to go soft, go soft. That's on you.
No, I'm just where softy. The sport is. You refuse to evolve.
Two days in a row. Soft ice cream.
Always refuse to evolve.
Soft serve ice cream.
Maddie,
soft serve ice cream.
You're like a Neanderthal. It's fine. You're troglodyte over there.
Well, Matt, I'm glad you're standing tall for what is right in the world. I hope Zach Wheeler does tonight. Hey, give me an answer, bud. For a
tell Fritz to plunk you if you ever face him.
He did last time. He got my calf. Matt, what's the best debate? You can win Phillies tickets.
You want the fun one. Is it Jimmy's or is it Sprinkles?
You got it, Matt. All right.
Wait. What do you mean he did the last time? So you faced Jack Fritz before?
Yes.
And I got he's pitched? When did that happen?
I got on base twice. It was like 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
In what?
Well, you didn't get. You were out.
Yeah, but I was actually safe.
You didn't technically get on base twice.
Right, we're going to be like literalists, Mr. Literalist.
So this was when Phillies Fantasy Camp couldn't be in Clearwater because of the pandemic.
Okay.
So we're in 2021. So Fantasy Camp gets to have one day at Citizens Bank Park.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, hammer. And then Fritz, you know, nudges his way in there. So I had two at-bats against Fritz.
Mm-hmm.
In one of them, he plunked me. That's one for one on getting on base.
Okay.
Errant pitcher. You can tell this guy's just got no control. On the other at bat, I was safe at first base and the umpire ruled me out. And I have evidence. I have a photograph, Devin, of my foot hitting the bag before the ball hit the guy's glove.
Oh, wow.
Now, technically it's 0 for 1, but I know I was safe.
Okay.
I know I was safe.
So that does not mean that in the future you are safe.
I'm gonna definitely beat him in baseball.
Just like you actually won Beat the Hammer last week.
Well,
right?
That one was a little bit. That was a little. I don't know about that one. Hey, by the way, something Elliot said.
When is the baseball happening?
Later in the summer. Yeah, don't know yet.
When?
Don't know. That's what later in the summer
means. What month?
Don't know. You're very consistent with your. You keep missing.
Because there's only so much we can, you know, discuss this.
I know.
Until we gotta
then simmer down.
It's because you're very consistent in not doing it.
Then wait till
we're just reacting to that.
I'm just trying to get in shape. Wait till I get in shape. I'll report back.
So never.
My people will talk to your people. I mean,
so never. Yes.
Okay. All right. Eagles got some position battles. Needless to say, with this OTA and training camp, not too far on the horizon. What Elliot said about interesting position battles to watch for. We'll get to that coming up in a minute because there are not one, not two, not three, but in Elliot's opinion, four different battles to look out for. We'll get to that coming up in 1 minute. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, And I've been a patient at PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are the originators of the Teeth in a Day. They're phenomenal with what they do. The Teeth in a Day, it's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. If you're struggling with your teeth, maybe a major pain, maybe for you it's a self-esteem issue, you don't like the way you look, and you want to get that changed, well, you can. And you can do that at PI Dental Center. They're located in Fort Washington. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. Well, we've been very heavy for all of the obvious reasons on baseball so far today. But let's mix a little Eagles in because they have an OTA going on yesterday and again today. Media is going to be out there today. So we should have more information for you later in the show, later in the day as a station.
Kevin Mitchell is actually speaking today.
Yeah, so later today.
We'll get to hear from him, which will be interesting.
So we'll have more info later today as a station once Elliot and others have gotten their eyes on the players. And as Rhea's saying, you know, different members of the team is going to speak, and it'll be interesting to see what's said in the press conferences. So yesterday was pretty buttoned up. But with that said, Elliot previews, you know, this next phase of the Eagles offseason, which is, you know, obviously number one more than anything about how do they come in after having won the title and deal with success and get ready for a new season, but also who gets to start and who hits the bench. And Elliott's got 4 different battles to look out for. Let's listen to what he said.
4 main spots.
Okay.
First one to me is the right guard. Is it Kenyon Green or is it Tyler Steen? I think it'll be Tyler Steen because he's been here longer.
Sure.
He knows the offense.
Sure.
I think he'll be up first there. The second one would be the safety spot. Is it going to be Sydney next to Reed Blankenship? Is it going to be Lewis Seen? Is it going to be Makuba? I would guess it's not Makuba. So then the other one would be the linebacker spot. And then that's the Jahad Campbell of it all. Like,
Did you mention corner?
I was going to do that next.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Corner, I think it's going to be Keeley.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, well, and again, this is the caveat to all this right now, is Keeley's been here. Keeley knows the defense. So there's that component to it.
Yeah.
But at linebacker, you have obviously Zach Bond will be one of them. And then I don't think Jahad Campbell's going to practice tomorrow. So assuming Jahad's not out there, then you have probably no N'Kobe, I would think. And then
his nephew out there.
Trotter will be out there.
Yeah, he's out there.
But the other name I'd keep an eye on as a potential starter would be the rookie out of Georgia, Smile Mondon Jr.
All right, so a lot of names in there.
Wow.
John, which position battle intrigues you the most?
Smile Mondon Jr. I actually think that cornerback spot, Adoree Jackson, we have not talked about Adoree Jackson. This guy's played in this league, and he's been successful in small amounts here and there, like at times.
Here's what we don't know. Is he Patrick Robinson, who was beyond amazing?
I think he can be.
Is he Steve Nelson, who was just a guy passing through, who was just not good, right?
I'm not going to
But I'm just saying,
anyone.
That's, you know, veteran.
Yeah, that's rough.
You know, Steve Nelson was a letdown that 1 year. Or is he something in between? He's probably something in between.
I know that Kelee Ringo is gigantic and fast and strong. I don't know that he has, like, the experience and the nuanced awareness out there on the field.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming some of these, you know, a guy like Adoree Jackson. Now, we've heard that Azeez Ojulari, the edge rusher who also came from the Giants, is farther back there than Adoree Jackson is, you know, like by comparison to the other edge rush guys, you know, Jalix Hunt coming off one edge, Nolan Smith coming off the other edge. There's more of a gap toward Azeez Ojulari. I think that the Kelee Ringo thing, you know, he was drafted in 2023. He's a 4th-round pick. He is really, he's talented, but the experience isn't there. It really matters when you've got a young secondary that you have guys back there who have the experience of the years, who can say, hey, look at this personnel grouping. Look at this motion. I know what's coming. I'm going to communicate that to the young guys. Here's what we have. Here's what the likely route combinations are going to be when it looks like this, yeah. fellas. That matters. And so, I don't know that Kelee Ringo is going to be as good at that sort of thing as a Dory Jackson.
And obviously, in addition, everything with the Phillies, which has been by far our main topic today, you can weigh in on some of these position battles with the Eagles. I'll tell you this. I do think corner is the most interesting, but for a completely, completely different reason than you said, John. To me, it's fascinating because at some point we'll find out, is Cooper DeJean starting on the outside when the other team only has two wide receivers? Like, to me, that's actually yeah. where it starts. It doesn't even start
well, I
think
with... Will.
I don't know.
I don't know why you wouldn't put your two best cornerbacks out there when you only have two cornerbacks out there.
Yeah, it's a good question, and I just...
I don't think it's even a question. I think you put your two best cornerbacks out there when you have space for two cornerbacks.
I'll be curious if his game translates fully out there. I love him. He was incredible. I just know that last year it was all slot, and we'll see. You know, I don't know. But I'm fascinated to kind of start there and then figure out, all right, so who is the essentially third corner, even if he's an outside guy? So we'll see on that front. Obviously, you can weigh in on the position battles. James, which battle intrigues you the most in camp?
I think the safety battle is the most
interesting.
That's
a good one.
It's a really good battle because I don't fully trust Sidney Brown. I love the way he flies around. I love the energy he brings, but I don't know that he's a starting safety. I like the draft pick. It's an interesting battle, I think, and important, too.
I heard Ruben Frank on TV yesterday. Interesting comment from Ruben. He said Sidney Brown, not a Vic Fangio guy.
I could see that.
That's what he said. And his evidence was, there were times last year when even players like, this guy named McCollum.
Yeah, that was my thing.
What was his name?
Yeah.
Tristan McCollum.
Tristan McCollum.
Yeah. Number 36.
And Avante, who was not great last year, were both playing instead.
Yeah. Instead
Lewis
of Sidney Brown.
Seen.
Exactly.
It could
Lewis
be Lewis
Seen. Could be. He might be coming in there.
Yeah, I doubt it. Yeah,
no one loves Lewis Seen more than John Richards.
I
not even his parents.
He might have a chance.
Look, you want to see the second round draft pick get it, but you don't know if he'll get it yet. You know, is Makubu that guy yet? I don't know. So, four different battles to be aware of. We'll see, obviously, how it shakes out. You can weigh in, 215-592-9494. Speaking of weighing in, obviously, bring it on last night with the Phils. Now, let's listen to Rob Thompson, because it is good to know that Bryce is not injured, you know, nearly to the extent that he could have been. I got to imagine it's a very deep bruise. But let's listen to Rob Thompson after the game talking about, you know, Bryce's condition postgame.
I guess the obvious question is, how's Bryce, and any long-term concern or short-term, even about tomorrow and beyond?
I don't know. We'll have to reevaluate in the morning, but the x-rays were negative, and you know, he's certainly in a lot of pain. So whenever you're one of your top hitters or your best hitter gets hit like that, there's always some concern, but he's a tough guy too.
Tough guy, but he's got to be really sore today. I mean, he got drilled, really, really drilled in that elbow area. So I hope Wheeler retaliates. I tend to think he will. I was disappointed the Phils didn't last night, but I also get it. It was a 1-0 game for a good chunk of time. And then even in the ninth inning, when you have a shot at Acuna with nobody on and two out, it's still only 2-0. Olsen's coming up. A little danger territory there. I tend to think Wheeler gets the job done tonight. But let's find out whether you think he should. Let's find out if you think he will and how Rob Thompson handles this. Let's go to the phones. Jed right now in Lansdowne. Jed, good morning.
Hey, good morning, team. How's everybody today?
Doing great, Jed.
So, I mean, I think with this situation, right, teams that end up doing this and end up having a snowball effect of retaliation are the teams that don't have anything to play for. We have way too much going on. And for Wheeler to go out there and jeopardize, right, you got to look at your risk tolerance and how far you're willing to go, because you don't control, right? You want to plunk them in the ribs. You don't control exactly what happens after that.
You don't, but I will say the code, in my opinion, Jed, now the code isn't the code anymore, but I'm going to apply semi-code, is the Braves got to take one and deal with it. If a Brave gets hit tonight and then they hit back, to me, that would be outrageous by the Braves manager. Outrageous.
No.
Are you a big fan of his anyway?
No. What I'm saying is that, right, you got to look at the worst case scenario, right? Because then it doesn't become about tit for tat, right? It becomes Phillies are dirty. Say Acuna gets drilled in the ribs, ends up fracturing a rib and rupturing one of those arteries that runs on the backside of the rib, right? season-ending injury.
So we're talking about death here? What are we talking about? I mean, I'm not worried about human death.
What I'm saying, Joe, is you don't have absolute control over that. Right, there's physiological matters here that could end up snowballing.
So, Jay, let me ask you a question. Are you never ever for drilling a player in baseball?
I am, but use somebody that you can afford to lose for more than just a game.
Meaning, not Wheeler.
You want to have your reliever go out? Yeah, not Wheeler.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
You can't afford to lose Wheeler for 3 or 4 games. No.
Well, if Wheeler gets suspended, he misses one start. I mean, he's not going to get suspended for 30 games. He's not going to miss 6 or 7 starts.
I just don't think it's Wheeler's style to do that.
If it ends up being a really bad, if it looks intentional, it's a really bad injury that ends up putting somebody out for the season, right? And I'm just saying,
I think you're playing with scared money, man. I mean, we can always look at the absolute worst case scenario, but we can also just use. I can also use common sense. They drilled my best player. I'm hitting one of their guys, period.
Is that common sense, Jeff?
I think so. I do.
Or is it an emotional reaction to put your team in a bad position?
Yes.
Is that a rhetorical question or a real question?
It's a fair question.
I think it is an I'll answer your question. I think it is an emotional reaction. I agree it theoretically could put my team in a bad spot. I'm willing to take the chance. I'm not playing soft.
Okay. And that's fine. That's probably why you're not an owner, a manager, or a skipper of a major league baseball.
Well, you know, unfortunately, a lot of these guys grew up in one era, the older dudes, and have morphed as the players have gotten soft.
And don't get me wrong, Joe. I'm not going to be disappointed if Wheeler drills one tonight. I'm not going to be disappointed.
Oh, every single person who says, it shouldn't happen anymore, will just love it if it happens.
Jed, I'm bringing Dallas Green back for tonight as the manager, and I've got...
just bring him back.
You know, I don't know. By the way, Dallas Green, the pitcher, I'll use him also. He was a Phillies pitcher back in the day. Jed, give me a great answer for a great debate.
All right, so to James' point earlier, it's a debate that should never be a debate because one side's always wrong. But what's worse, being too hot or too cold?
It is an interesting
it's a good
question.
Debate.
Ooh,
yeah.
Great.
Too hot.
Answer.
Always too hot.
I agree with that.
I think too hot also.
Yeah.
Because cold, you can always put on more, or well, hopefully always, put on more layers.
Man.
When you're hot,
I think my answer has changed. I think my answer changed from, I don't know, in the last 10 years.
What you would have said?
I despise being cold now, and I never was cold.
I'm changing too. I get much colder than I used to.
I didn't used to get cold until age 45. Yes, and then all of a sudden,
I think hot is worse. But
I hate being hot.
Oh, hot's brutal.
I hate it.
It's brutal. All right, 215-592-9494. I feel pretty confident saying this. If Charlie was the manager, a Brave would get drilled last night. Matter of fact, the Brave would have gotten drilled last night. Rob Thompson is different. Now, how much of that is Rob Thompson? And how much of that is his players are different? And then, therefore, he sort of acquiesces to the way the players think these days. Impossible to answer the question. I tend to think that players have changed more than someone like Rob Thompson, but I can't prove that. Don't know. I do feel confident. If Charlie Manuel was the Phillies manager, a Brave would have been drilled last night. I mean, it was about 15 years ago, and you could just tell there was a different mentality with how the Phillies would react to moments like what happened last night. That's the way I remember it. To the phones, Tim in Perky-Oakman, if I'm saying it right.
Perky-Oakman?
How do I say it, Tim? Where are you?
Wow.
Well, say it again.
Say it again.
Hold on.
Is that a real
place? Hold on.
Yes.
Joe, try it again.
I've heard of Perky-Oakman. Right.
That's what I thought it was. Perky-Oakman is what I thought it was.
No, you said Perky-Oakman.
Well, it's Perky-Oakman.
I'll tell you why, Rick. Because at the freaking very end of saying the word, I see there's a Ville, and I'm like, I guess I got to change. And then it stumbled out of me like a bumbling idiot. What the hell is Perky-Oakman-ville?
It does sound like a made-up.
Where did the Ville come in? Hello, Tim.
Hey. No, it's out there near Collegeville area. Okay.
I'm from Mechanicsburg.
Okay.
It sounds like you added Mechanicsburgville.
Yeah, I don't get the Ville thing, Tim. Like some idiot 100 years ago added a Ville. I don't dig it.
It's a superfluous town name thing on the end.
Yeah, I'm not down with it. But I'll take the L for how I introduced you. All right, Tim, what do you got on our sports scene? There's a lot going on.
All right. So, well, first off, I just wanted to say, hey, John, I loved your opening fun fact. I actually grew up in North Jersey for a really long time. And that American Dream Mall used to be the Continental Airlines Arena where the Nets and the Devils used to play.
No way. That's amazing. Right, they got a lot going on in that mall now.
Tim, is that the stadium where somewhere between 6 to 20 people would watch either team?
No,
my God. The Devils having a parade in a parking lot one time may be the most embarrassing thing of all time. Not like the parking lot.
Parade's the most embarrassing thing of all time. By far. That is by far the most embarrassing thing of all time.
That was actually where I went to my first NBA game was to see the Lakers and the Nets in the finals.
Well, yeah, boy, Shaq was beyond unstoppable in that series. Holy mackerel.
The American Dream Mall, it has an 18-hole mini golf course in it.
Mm.
And it's got a fountain that converts into a fashion runway.
Okay. Yeah.
And a 16-story indoor ski and snowboard slope.
Sounds like a show field trip. All right, Tim, should the Phils drill a Brave tonight?
All right, so here's what I think. I feel like last night was probably not the best place to do it. If I was going to do it, it would have been if Max Kepler would have scored when Wally was waving him around.
That was weird.
If it was up to 2-0, then at that point, and then you get the walk towards the end of the game, then probably I would have tried to take him out.
I got you. But, yep.
Yeah. So that's what I personally would have done. But I'm really upset with Rob Thompson. I mean, he came from the Yankee organization, and I feel like the Yankees, like, if that would have happened to the Yankees, you would have had their manager out there screaming and hollering. And I just feel like I wish Rob Thompson was a little bit more like Joe Girardi.
I agree. Well, hold on. Girardi was a softy when he got here. There was Girardi, the player in New York, and then there was the wuss that was here. So
I meant more of the player.
No,
yeah.
I agree. To me, it's like you want Rob Thompson to have some Joe Torre in him. Because this would not have been permitted under Joe Torre, the Yankees manager. Just would not have been. Just would not have been. So I was also disappointed. Now, I recognize close game the whole way. I mean, even in the end, 2-0. Like, if you go after Acuna in the ninth inning, you know, you can bring up Olsen. It can be a tie game with one swing. So that is dicey. I expect one way or the other that Wheeler actually does it tonight. But I know game circumstance can dictate things. Tim, give me a great answer for a big time debate. You can win Phillies tickets.
Was Tony Soprano killed, or what happened there?
Boy, that's a good. Well,
wow. Yeah, you don't know if they died.
So I need an answer, John. We were talking. It's not as much about lack of knowledge. What's the answer on that?
Boy, I don't know.
The tricky one.
Well, people debate it all the time.
They do, but they also debate JFK and reason.
Well, but that's fictional. That's not.
No,
fictional.
I know, but the reason JFK to me doesn't work for this answer, as we framed it earlier, is
there's a million different JFK theories.
We don't have all the information.
And also,
on JFK.
There are theories in this net. This is one or the other. This is a debate. It's a two-sided thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll factor it in. I don't know. It's a tricky one right there. All right, let's listen to more from last night. Let's go back to the moment when Bryce was hit, as called by Scott Fransky and Larry Anderson here on WIP.
Here's the wind in the 0-1 pitch, and it punked him. Oh, man. And Harper gets hit somewhere on the arm, and he's in some real pain right now. Looks like the right forearm or elbow. And he's doubled over, down on his knees. His trainer and manager both checking in on Harper. And Bryce, who was hit twice over the weekend in Oakland, right on the back of the elbow.
Yeah.
He had not been hit by a pitch all season long, and now he's been hit 3 times in 3 days.
If you missed it, he was in a lot of pain. I mean, he was down for an extended period of time, had to get up and leave. We don't know his status for tonight. Now, we do know that Rob Thompson said after the game, no fracture, and that's obviously great news. I mean, that would have been by far the biggest story if he, was going to be out for a month or two. It doesn't seem like it should be that at all. But, I think he'll miss probably some time, would be my guess. So after the game, we played some of the audio earlier, Strider commenting and saying he did not do it intentionally. Let's listen to more of Spencer Strider after the game last night, more of what he said.
Unfortunately, there's even the most accurate guys can let one go here and there. And so I know he knows that. And I hope he knows there's obviously nothing personal. It's not intentional. And, glad that he's okay.
All right. Well, You interpret it. Devin, do you believe him?
I do.
James, do you believe him?
I do. It was only his second start of the year, Spencer Strider.
Do you guys think, now this is it's a key question. It's almost like if we're in a courtroom, I'm drilling down here. James,
think about that point, though.
What?
It's only his second start of the year, too.
Well,
we haven't mentioned that.
I don't care.
It just turns in terms of control.
It does feel like,
I don't care. I'm just saying.
He was a little all over the place.
Well,
he looked more all over the place than what we're accustomed to seeing.
He didn't even realize how injured Bryce was at first. He thought he was pissed. And then he saw how hurt he was on the ground.
But here's one of the problems.
Not at first.
Here's one of the problems I got with Strider's thing, or just this whole. Even if he didn't mean to hit him, I do think he meant to come in.
Which is fine.
I mean, that's the way baseball should be played. I'm going to go with the way baseball should be played. Braves pitcher should be allowed to come in. That's baseball. You hit my guy, I'm hitting someone back.
You got to pay for it.
That's baseball. Like, there is a consequence.
Okay, well, let's not be stupid with the consequence so it makes us lose a game. Last night, you would have been stupid.
But what if
I don't want to lose the game on top of potentially losing a player for a couple of games. So, let's have a good plan.
Especially something that happens in the first inning.
Yeah, but what about this? What about this? By throwing at a Brave, I make it less likely a Brave throws at me again. And I make it less likely the next team and the next team and the next
team. See, I think it makes it more like
I don't.
I hate the Braves, and no. I think that they're a dirty team. Like, if we're going to blame anyone or call anyone a dirty player, look at Acuna, who slid 3 feet off the second base bag into Bryson Stott's legs. Like, they do stuff all the time. I think Spencer Strider just happened to misplace a pitch, and it hit Bryce Harper.
But
and
my point is, even if he did that, like, happened to misplace a pitch, I'm still drilling a Brave. That's 3 times in 4 games, and my best player's been hit, and this time he's been knocked out. I'm just drilling somebody.
I think that leads to an endless cycle.
Yeah, that's. I mean, then baseball just becomes a game of drilling people, which
you
is
really
not what it is anymore.
But it can be, and it doesn't have to be an endless cycle. Normally, these things would be one more
these
shot back
throw
and done.
So hard now, and they have less control.
James, it's like 3 miles an hour more than it
James,
used to be.
James, he hadn't been hit all
people
season.
People aren't going to die. No one's died in Major League Baseball for over 100 years. No one's died in 100 years in baseball. I'm drilling a guy.
Someone died in baseball.
Yeah, and not in the last 100 years.
But again, you're okay. So no one dies. Like, do you want to hurt your like?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that is a
yes.
That's where we.
I want to hurt Acuna's ribs.
That's where we diverge.
Yes, we do.
I don't want to hurt anybody.
Okay, I do.
I don't want someone to get hurt playing baseball.
They hit my best player and hurt him. I'm going to hit their best player, and I may happen to hurt him.
Yeah, that's great. Just win the game.
I know it's
Retaliate
great.
Retaliate by winning. That's the right thing to do.
Ready for this, baseball games. Do
they
both.
They showed
you hurt your chance to win. You hurt your chance to win.
I don't want to lose.
Let's listen to more of Strider after the game. I found this a little too yuck for my liking. Here's Strider.
I love pitching here. I mean, where else do they chant your name and ask you how your family's doing? I mean, they seem very interested in my well-being, and I appreciate that. I feel like this is a home ballpark, honestly, at this point. I've pitched here so many times, and I enjoy it.
That don't work.
Good thing you suck when you play here, because we own you.
Yeah,
we really do.
Yeah,
I think we do a good job of getting in his head because he doesn't beat us.
Because he said he likes playing here?
Sarcasm is not
we beat
warranted
him every time.
At that time.
Wait, he didn't kill somebody. You're acting like you should sit there and be like, I'm sorry I murdered Bryce Harper.
No.
Let me cry about it.
No,
like,
what he should do is not crack jokes.
Bro.
He just knocked out the Phillies' best player. He doesn't know at that moment for how long.
Well, sure he does.
We don't know.
We found out in the game that we don't know for how long.
But we don't know how long
anything.
He's out for.
We know he's not broken. At that point, everyone knew that the x-rays were negative.
But he could still go on the DL. I mean, it's entirely possible. I mean, it's going to be a very deep bone bruise.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
You want him to act like he murdered somebody.
No, I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's...
I swear to God, I feel like I'm on Atlanta radio. I loved what Brady said. I really like Spencer Strider.
I didn't
He's
love
not a bad
it.
Guy. Like Spencer Strider.
Don't put words in our mouth.
It's me and Rhea versus all of you today.
Good. I'm happy to be on my side. I feel good about it.
So one more piece of audio, then right back to the phones. By the way, it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake studio. And you can weigh in. I mean, essentially, who's right here? As Rhea and I are aligned, and James, Devin, and John, not entirely, but to a large extent, are aligned. Whose side do you come? I mean, this is a debate. Right? We're talking about what's a great debate, what's the best debate. You can win Phillies tickets by answering that question. We'll also just answer this specific question: who's right and who's wrong on this issue? And what do you expect to happen tonight? I mean, it could go in any direction. 215-592-9494. Matter of fact, let's listen to Larry Anderson yesterday, and then I'm going to get to something Ruben said last night after the game. Here's Larry Anderson. This is about 20 or 30 seconds after Bryce was drilled. L.A. On the broadcast here on WIP. Here's what he said.
So Harper's night is over with. As he departs this game, got hit by a 95.3-mile-an-hour fastball.
And there should be some retaliation. But I doubt there will be.
So you can tell L.A. wants it but doesn't think the Phils will do it, and certainly last night they did not. Ruben Amaro, postgame on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Interesting commentary. Obviously, Ruben from a different era than these players that currently play, but from a similar era from Rob Thompson, who, you know, they grew up in the game. Here's Ruben after the game last night.
Is there a purpose behind this pitch? Probably wanted to get in. Probably doesn't have the command to get in, but someone will pay for that. I got to believe there's a lot of baseball to play against the Atlanta Braves. And I will tell you that somebody on that mound will do the job by retaliating. I'm not sure when. They have plenty of time to do it. But it certainly should happen, because for me, even if it wasn't purposeful to hit him, I think that the retaliation sometimes is the right thing to do.
Works for me. Now, it may not work for you, and you can let us know at 215-592-9494. But what Ruben said absolutely works for me. What he's also saying is, just if it doesn't happen tonight, doesn't mean it's not going to happen. And that is true. I mean, they could get a Brave later in the season. They could get a Brave tomorrow night. I tend to think Zach Wheeler finds a way at some point tonight. I mean, the reality is he's a great pitcher who probably will have some innings where he's gotten the first two Braves out. And there's a player coming up with nobody on and two outs. And I would guess that's the moment that Zach Wheeler delivers a message tonight. And that message is knock it off. No more. Where do you stand? Let's go to Brent right now. Brent, where do you stand on all this?
Well, I didn't think I was, could be more disgusted until I heard the guy say he went throw at him because he might sever his artery.
That was a weird angle on it. I'll give you that. That was a strange angle. I was not expecting that.
Oh my God. That's why I went to death. Like, what are we doing here? All right, Brent, go ahead.
This is a simple answer. I'm sure you guys have seen the 93 Phillies video.
Yep.
When Dave Hollins tells a story about getting hit in Clearwater and Tommy Green throws at him in Clearwater because he's scared that Dave Hollins is going to come after him instead of the other team.
Correct. Correct.
I mean,
you know, it's funny you bring that up, Brent. I thought about texting Hollins and trying to get him on today's show, and I just haven't done it yet. But he certainly came to my mind with this whole situation. I mean, needless to say, we know how the 93 Phils would have reacted. Situation would have already happened. Now, part of what makes this complicated, and this was an issue, you know, 5 or so years ago when the DH thing went in, pitchers not batting. You know, I mean, that's part of the storyline now. Pitchers can throw, and they're not the ones that actually get hit.
They have their own teammates.
They do have teammates. That's right.
Right. That's what Schilling was talking about. That he could stand on the mound and throw wherever he wanted and be comfortable. Now Strider's comfortable doing whatever he wants because he knows nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, no, I think that's pretty much true. And I think even guys like Acuna and other Braves are probably fairly comfortable. Now, I can't say they walk in totally comfortable tonight, but they know there's a track record of the Phils not standing up. Like, I still can't believe the Phils didn't stand up for Wheeler in 2021 when Acuna hit that homer and pimped it for a long time and no one drilled Acuna. I thought that was outrageous. I mean,
At least Rangers should be nervous at Alumni Day if David Hollins.
All right, Brent, give me a great answer for a big-time debate. You can win the Phillies tickets.
Well, I was going to say the legal drinking age, but now it's will a fastball sever your artery? That's
All right, Brent, appreciate the call. 215-592-9494. Coming up, more from after the game last night, things that were said. Also, Pro Football Focus with their quarterback rankings. We'll get into that. And something about Ranger Suarez on the very positive side, because, yes, I was disappointed he didn't drill a Brave, but, man, he did a lot great. He is my favorite Phil. And something about Ranger we'll get into next as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is, as always, 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. And, of course, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place, the number one place to find all of your favorite player props because they're number one in America, number one sportsbook app in America, FanDuel Sportsbook. And you can make the smarter play now with new performance trends. If you want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently or maybe been flirting with a potential triple-double, well, you can get all the latest stats right there, easy, on the app. Find out who's heating up. And, of course, once the game starts, well, that's when things get real interesting. Combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for your chance to win big. You can bet during the games themselves. So find the bet or bets that works for you and lock it in at FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer. Reminder, and I tell you this almost on a daily basis, new customers can get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's a spectacular deal. $5 bet can win you $200 in bonus bets if you win that first $5 bet. So find the bet or bets that works for you, whether it's baseball, the hockey playoffs, the basketball playoffs, all these sports, all these games available at FanDuel.com/hammer.